Friday's Roundup.
Brought to you by
Richland Hospital, Badgerland Flooring, Cardinal Glass CG, Crystal Clean Storage, and Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Join Hank and Phil for Friday laughter bigger than a raccoon in a snack aisle.
And twice as unpredictable.
We've got Cooking with Hank, where recipes are more of a suggestion and the smoke alarm is basically a sous chef.
And medium heat?
That's just a bad choice. And don't miss the word of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Freshly invented on the spot by Hank with zero approval process.
But he has 100% confidence.
Wrap up your week with chaos.
Chuckles.
And just enough nonsense to make Monday nervous.
That's Friday's Roundup.
Here we go.
It's time for the Roundup.
Get them out. Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Okay, you know I love Phil Nee, right? He is a staple in our life.
Yes.
He's a staple in the community. But there are some cool things that happen when he's not on the air or in the studio.
Yeah, you let me sing.
I let you sing. Right. I mean, you know.
Sorry, everyone.
What are they going
to
do?
Anyway, we have to talk.
So if you don't hear me on Prime Uber tomorrow, you know what they did, and they fired me for letting you sing. Okay, we have to talk.
Yeah, some of these intros that you do for Phil and I, you know, they're hurtful.
I know. That's not accidental.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Well, at least you're honest.
Right.
How was your morning, young man?
It takes me about 5 hours per open just to think of all the negative stuff to say about you. That's how good you are.
Well, no, I can send you some stuff.
Okay, would you?
I have a suggestion box outside.
Nice. And it's full, right?
Hey, everyone, leave.
Suggestion, complaint, either way.
Either way. How was your evening, young man, last night?
Good.
Did you do anything interesting that we need to know about?
I covered Ithaca baseball.
I did the PA announcing
at the stadium.
Kudos to you. Oh. And you know, because a lot of times you go to these high school games, you get everyone involved, which I enjoy as an umpire because makes the game go a little bit quicker, and you always know where you're at.
Well, I appreciate that. We have a lot of fun. We have another game there tonight, so you can stop out and watch Ithaca and Cash, and I'll be playing some tunes and introducing some players and making, I hope, good decisions.
Usually
on the radio, I make bad decisions with Mountain Dew.
Do you have a case of Mountain Dew up there?
I normally drink water up there.
If Mr. Trent Urban is listening, maybe he can put you a case of Mountain Dew.
Well, when I'm on the air, they're doing, because it's not air conditioned up there.
Right.
I hit water. I hit water every. So
the quickest baseball game you've ever done before.
Oh, that has to be one that was umpired by Hank.
You hate to admit that, don't you?
No, I love it. I love it. I would have you at every game. It just moves along. And you know what? That's what the players want. That's what the fans want.
That's what the coaches want.
Get in, get a win, get out.
So last night, we were in the third inning. I was in Cashton with softball.
Okay.
We're in the third inning, and you know, and I keep that minute. I'm very strict with that minute.
Yep.
And if I see them walking, we're playing. So the catchers come out and say, oh, she's walking. She goes, we're going down, Blue. I said, there we go. and Gary Gilbertson from Viroqua was there.
Yep. Love Gary.
Oh, my gosh. He said that I was a one-eyed Blue and couldn't see out the one that I could see out. Thank you, Gary.
But, you know what? I need to email him, the officials corner. Yeah. That we've just posted online because you know what, he's a little rough on Blue and I think if he reads your articles on the officials corner, he'll mellow a little bit. Or maybe not.
I told him, I said, that's the best compliment I had all year.
Well, from him anyway. Yeah.
Anyway, good guy. Yeah. He's an awesome man.
I'm not going to say when. It was earlier this year. But there was a time we were doing a game at Ithaca between innings. Because I play music, so I know as soon as I hit play, I have a timer going, right? Yeah. We were averaging a minute 42.
That's long.
Between half innings.
Yeah, that's
a long time. That's not a pitching change. That's not a, you know, that's the pitcher warming up. And I love the 1 minute. You give them a minute.
Yeah. Let's go. And if you think about it, if every team gets 2 minutes or 3 minutes, the average is 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
So that's way too. That's a minute 42 too long.
That's 3 minutes per inning.
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, six minutes per inning.
Yeah, 6 minutes per inning, but 3 minutes per half inning.
Yep.
All right. So you know, 6 minutes times seven.
Yeah, yeah, you're at 42.
That's 45 minutes.
Yeah, 45 minutes extra.
Extra.
Even if you play five innings, right. You're at a half hour extra.
So it's very important that you get the time. Anyway, yeah, I got a couple questions for you, I'm going to treat you just like Philip.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't. Well. I've witnessed that. I know how you treat him. I'm a fill-in. I'm a part-timer. Take it easy on me.
You're a fill-in.
Fill-fill-in.
I'm a fill-fill-in.
Yeah.
What would you? Oh my goodness, boy, that's a Hank scramble
okay, wait,
already.
Take two.
Yeah, here we go. Hey, Phil.
take three.
Yeah, Adam, would you be mean to someone to save a close friend from embarrassment?
Yes, I would. Yep. If that individual is intentionally trying to embarrass, doesn't even have to be a close friend. If somebody
100%
is intentionally trying to embarrass somebody.
Yep, I'm stepping in.
Yeah, I'm going to step in. You know, the only time you should be calling stuff out is to make somebody better, right?
100%.
And you don't do that by putting them down and embarrassing them.
No. And again, it goes back to my kind words. Be kind. That's all you have to do is be kind.
Yeah, be a good human.
Yeah, be a good human.
I always tell everybody that. Just be a good human.
Yep.
Everything else will fall into place.
Yep, 100%. Yeah. So yeah, I would probably be mean to somebody.
Yeah.
I would. Especially if it's a friend of mine.
Yeah.
100%.
Amen.
So I was mean to somebody the other day. They were yelling at a poor...
That was me. You're mean to me every day. But oh, wait, I didn't mean to interrupt your specific story.
I was up in Lafarge.
Oh, I wasn't mean. Yeah.
And someone in the gas station there was being mean to the cashier. She was an older lady.
Just trying to do her job.
Like, it's not her fault for the price. I said...
Yeah.
I said, ma'am, if you have an issue with this, I'll just buy your food, but it's not her fault.
Yeah.
I mean, she was just like berating. It's like, we're not doing this today.
Yeah. You know what? And even if that's the owner of, which it wasn't, I'm sure.
No.
But even if that's the owner of that gas station or that convenience store, really, they're not the one. They're setting the final price, but they have to buy it.
They have to ship it.
They're getting pinched. They're getting squeezed.
They have to make it.
Yes. You know what? If you don't want to pay $2.38 or $5.58 for a slice of pizza at a gas station, go home and make a pizza.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, go 100%.
Otherwise, hand them that five, tell them to have a great day, and go out to the car and eat your pizza. Yeah.
Be done.
Amen.
Just like blueberry scones. Yeah. I haven't seen one in years.
Yeah. Just be a good human.
Christy's.
Yeah, just be a good human and bring us scones.
Blueberry scone. Christy, be a good human.
Subliminal. Be a good human. You keep talking, I'm going to just
get okay.
Blueberry scone.
You might
scone,
be from Arkansas.
Blueberries. Okay. All right. Enough subliminal.
If getting into your car doesn't involve opening a door.
Yeehaw.
Yeah. Many of those.
You might be from Keysville because your door doesn't open. Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah. I've had a few of those.
So I made this radio theme quiz for you.
Oh, boy.
So
here we go.
It's a rapid fire quiz. You've heard this before. But I made one for you today.
All right.
And this is on radio themes. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So very important are these questions because a lot of people don't understand like, oh, God, this is something that you never happen.
Right.
All right. Okay. Here we go.
I'm ready.
Dead air or microphone left on?
Microphone left on unless you're doing something that's FCC violations.
I would say dead air.
Okay.
That's me.
I'm a mic on because I'm pretty careful in the studio.
Yes, you are. All right. Craziest thing seen through the studio windows. Now, it can be indoors or outdoors.
This station or another station?
Any station.
Okay. I had a... I was working at a station in Madison on University Avenue, and our station faced... Right on University, we had our studio, so people could see me, I could see them. Besides a stalker story I'll have to tell you about sometime outside our window, I witnessed two cars rear-end each other on University Avenue while I was taking a break, and a bicycle behind them went up over top of the cars, like jumped the cars.
Intentionally.
Otherwise he was going to smack into him. He pulled his front wheels up, went up on the back of the car, and then went off the side of the car like he was mountain biking and went on his way, didn't even stick around to file a report.
I'm waiting for that image to come from you and put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. And that was back in the 90s.
Yeah, that's Adam's point of view.
That's pretty cool. So, that's the craziest thing I've witnessed.
Ever fallen asleep during a radio? Okay. That's favorite radio sound effect?
Oh, probably has to be Cooking with Hank's smoke alarm.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Beep, beep, beep. Yeah. I do all my own effects.
I got to go.
You know what? Maybe Todd can go turn off the stove.
Have a radio voice in real life?
Yeah, I think I just am who I am.
You are who you are.
Yeah.
But now, understand that we can flux our voices.
Yes.
And
ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen in this corner.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah. Weirdest prize ever given away.
Oh, boy. A gift certificate to Prime Mover. That wasn't real, but we did give it away. We gave it away many, many years ago on an April 1st show.
Oh, okay.
I did it when I was doing afternoons at RCO down on Bowman. And it was, you know, it was a prize. They stopped. They picked it up. We had no real way of making it work, but it was, you know, it was good for free airtime on Prime Mover.
That's funny.
You still had to call in.
You still had to call in, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's one of the goofiest
most
things.
Requested song that you can remember of.
Oh, boy.
I have a question. I'm just. It was an achy breaky heart.
Was that was pretty. That was pretty severe. Although I was when that came out in '92, I was at a rock station.
Okay,
so I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't touch that. 1997.
Uh-huh.
Celine Dion's "My Heart Will Go On" from the Titanic.
From the Titanic.
At the time, I was at RCO. I was hosting a show on nights from 6 to midnight called Love at Night.
Right.
So. Love Perfect. Songs by request or dedication, and that would get requested multiple times every night all the way into the year 2000.
And it's actually still an awesome song.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it's a great song, but that's the most requested song for me.
What artist would you ban for a week?
Oh, Marty and the Corn Dogs. They'd get a full-time ban. You know, maybe it just if it was like newer country, something that's getting maybe way overplayed.
Yes.
But you know what? You don't have to ban them. Just pull back on the plane a little bit.
It wouldn't be Hank and his side crew?
No. I'll give them all the airtime they can get. Marty and the Corn Dogs, they're so played. You know, we need a break from them.
Have you ever introduced the wrong song?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah. I've introduced the wrong cuts during the newscast before.
But
I've had a 30-year radio career. Yeah. I've done a lot of stuff. Yeah. Yep.
Funniest caller ever. Is it the three-legged goat?
It's the three-legged calf.
Okay.
And we also, back in the day, that was pretty funny. And back in the day, we could sell different things involving weaponry and whatnot.
Oh, yes.
And we had somebody basically selling I'm not even sure it was militarily decommissioned. Right. It was, it had attachments like grenade launchers and, bayonets.
It's like, wow.
Yeah. Shortly after that, we didn't allow it anymore.
Well, I'm going to cut you off right now. I'm coming over to see this after Prime Mover.
Right. Or I'll just give everybody the wrong number.
Yes.
I'll write down the real number, and then boom, I'll be the first caller.
All right, buddy. I have a huge recipe today.
All right, let's hear it.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
This is the 230 Hillbilly Gourmet Special, the gas station burrito upgrade.
Yes. It has to be an upgrade.
Yeah. Here's the ingredients. One frozen gas station burrito, a handful of Dritters, taco sauce, sour cream, optional fancy ingredients, you know, like jalapeno, shredded cheese, hot sauce, a cold Mountain Dew for poor decision making.
Ooh, yay, there you go. I love it.
All right. There comes a time around 2:30 in the morning when a man gets hungry enough to start making decisions that would concern medical professionals and probably his mother.
Yeah.
This recipe was born during one of those special moments on Wednesday evening.
Don't make us call your mom, Hank.
We are taking a frozen gas station burrito and elevating it to what I call a hillbilly fine dining.
Ooh.
First, you need to pick out the right burrito. None of the healthy stuff either. At 2:30, your body isn't asking for vegetables. It's asking for survival.
Yeah,
you know how that is.
Protein and beans.
Yes. You want the kind of burrito that's been rotating slowly in a gas station warmer, or that special frozen burrito that you never know can find the expiration date.
Hello.
And maybe that burrito has probably been there since Monday Night Football.
Yeah, since high school.
Since ABC had it. Yeah.
Dun,
now take that burrito home, throw it in the microwave. The key here is that classic frozen burrito temperature profile. The molten lava outside.
Yeah.
And the frozen beef cube in the middle.
Oh, yeah. And I want that shell just flaking off at the corners.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
If you bite into it and immediately burn your mouth while you're also wondering how the center is still cold, congratulations, you're right on track.
There's a bad decision.
Yep. Next comes the secret ingredient, Doritos.
All right.
Doritos.
I love Doritos. Yeah, they go good in everything.
Doritos. Yep. Take a handful and crush them over the top of the burrito. Don't crumble them carefully either. Just smash them like you're mad at the electric company for shutting you off. The Doritos add crunch flavor and the illusion that this meal took some effort.
Nice.
Yes. At least 3 chips should miss the plate entirely. That way you have a chance to pick them up before your dogs do.
Yeah. Or you'll have a snack later.
Yes. Yeah. 100%. Yeah, those 3 chips aren't going to be a snack.
No.
They're going to be the lead-in. That's how you know this is authentic. Now drizzle some taco sauce across it like the top. You're a TV chef whose cooking show got canceled halfway through the pilot season episode.
Ooh, monkey ball.
Yes. Then add a scoop of sour cream large enough to make the cardiologist sigh heavily from several countries away. Yeah. At this point, now stand back and admire your creation. This is no longer a frozen burrito, Adam. This is cuisine.
Nice.
Hillbilly cuisine.
Very nice.
Yeah, now that's one. Now there's one final rule to this.
Okay, I'm
this
game.
This meal must be eaten standing up in the kitchen. I don't know why, but it tastes better that way, and preferably while staring at the refrigerator for no reason with the door still open.
Aren't they all eating at 2:30 in the morning that way?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, thinking about regret, thinking about your life, and just eating that burrito and eating it again. Eat that thing like you're mad at the electric company.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
And here's a bonus here.
All right.
If you're wearing mismatched socks.
Ooh, wait. If
there's a random fork in the sink you don't remember using. You say, and quietly say, I shouldn't be eating this. Right.
Yeah.
Right before taking another giant bite.
Yeah.
And somehow at 2:30 in the morning, Adam, the taco sauce on your shirt and the Drino dust in the corner feel like life feels pretty good.
Yeah, it just doesn't matter.
100%.
Yeah.
Now at 3:30, 3 in the morning.
Oh yeah, when that protein and beans starts doing what it does,
you're definitely going to be up again.
There's going to be a This is not a go to bed type of meal.
No, this is get up.
Yeah, this is going to keep.
And then
get back.
You're pretty much done.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, and then the morning before your alarm clock, after your alarm clock wakes up, get up, take a shower, and come to work.
Yeah. And if there's any left over, which there shouldn't be, bring it for breakfast.
100%.
Yeah.
If there's crumbs on the plate, feed them to your dogs.
Yeah. And you know what? Stand in the studio window eating that with a look of regret on your face.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. Breakfast.
Or happy.
Yeah. Yeah, regret, happy. They actually look the same when you're staring off into space. Regret and happiness looks about the same. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway. Well, what about the word of the day?
Word of the day. This is one he's made up on the spot.
I know I've taken up enough of your time.
Wow. It's always good to chat with you, Hank.
Today is enroll.
Enroll. Okay, yeah, enroll. I'm ready.
To remove by revolving or turning over repeatedly.
Hmm.
Here's a sentence for
you.
I told you, Lloyd, if you catch on fire, you're supposed to stop, drop, and roll.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, poor Lloyd.
Yeah, Lloyd.
And roll.
Yep.
I love it.
And roll.
I love your word of the day. Yeah. And of course, you can find the word of the day each and every Friday right on our Facebook page.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, you bet. And you'll see the meal with Cooking with Hank. That's on our website and on Facebook. So any big weekend plans before we say goodbye?
Yeah, you know what? To be honest, I have games tonight in Highland. I got a game in Cashin in the morning, a game at Seneca in the afternoon, a game at Kaz at 6 o'clock, and on Sunday I'm in Plain for a ball game.
Home Talent.
Home Talent starts this weekend. So
hard to believe we're there already.
Isn't that amazing?
All right. Well, don't forget to hydrate and eat as many bean burritos as you can.
100. I appreciate it. I'm going to stop by your house on the way from Seneca to Kaz and see what we can find.
You'll find a burrito or two.
Yeah. Thank you, buddy. I hope you have a good weekend. And don't forget, 8:30 tomorrow is Prime Mover.
And you know what? Be kind to Hank.
Be kind.